course, you can tell just by the name, Live Your Best Marriage, that we love to talk about marriage.
Oh, yeah, because the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and every marriage has a chance to be fulfilling. So we come here every week, actually 3 times a week, with some tips to just give your marriage some extra boost so that you can be able to live your best marriage.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been together for 13 years and we have 4 children. So we just hope to be a source of encouragement and
inspiration.
Also we just want to inspire everybody and let you all know that just because someone's marriage might look really great from the outside, that does not mean that they don't have issues.
And just because you have issues does not mean that your marriage
doesn't mean that you can't have a great marriage.
Issues are part of life.
Yes.
We are humans, and what we are trying to do here is just find ways to navigate through the issues so that we can actually have a marriage where we can look back and say, you know what, it was a great ride. I enjoyed the ups and downs, and looking back, I'm glad I stayed with that person.
Yes. Absolutely. So, and if you guys want updates, we have a Facebook page. You can like us
which
there.
Which is Live Your Best Marriage. No, actually, it's Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes. So, and if you just want direct access to all of our blog posts, you can go to liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Liveyourbestmarriage.com. And I love to be on Twitter. So if you want a bunch of motivational and marriage quotes, that's just going to get you all excited and just to be on your Twitter feed, you can follow me on at Pesa Shayo, and my wife is at Whitney Shayo. You will get a bunch of like really inspirational tweets. I actually like reading my own tweets because they just give me a bunch of inspiration during the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
For sure. So today we wanted to talk about signs that your marriage might need counseling.
That your marriage might need counseling. You know that for going to that counselor's office is no fun. I've been there before and...
It's never fun. It's never fun.
Because it feels like you're going to the principal's office, right?
But some people actually go to marriage counseling to as a preventative measure. And we've done that before too.
To tune things up.
The kind of marriage counseling that we're talking about today is when I definitely think we need a trip to the counselor.
Yes.
So, because if you feel like your marriage is struggling, then it probably is struggling.
Yeah.
Go with what you're feeling.
Go with your gut feeling. And if you feel like it's...
Because we've had times where, one person thinks, yeah, there's definitely a problem, and the other person is like, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything looks fine. I mean, what's the problem?
So, but, again, if you feel like there's a problem, then most likely there's a problem.
So husbands, I'm telling you.
No, it could be either way, husband or wife.
Yeah.
So... the first one is if there are secrets. If you guys keep secrets from one another, then I think that's a huge, huge sign that you should probably visit a marriage counselor.
And how do you know? Because you're keeping a secret.
Well, if it's you that's keeping the secret or whichever, but hopefully whoever's doing that will get to the point where they're like, okay, I don't think this is healthy.
So what kind of secrets are you talking about?
It can be anywhere from financial. There's a such thing as financial infidelity, spending tons of money without really saying anything, hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the obvious infidelity that we all know about. And then it could be anything. Or if keeping secrets on... things that you would like to have in your marriage, but you don't really feel like you can say it. Like you're just like, okay, I wish we could do blah, 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 or...
I wish we can go to the park.
Or I wish he'd... I wish he was not doing blah, blah, blah. But you just don't say anything. You're like, you know what?
But so why do you know... Why would you want to go to the counselor with
him? Yeah. So, because the counselor can help you guys communicate through these issues. Because usually, I mean, keeping secrets obviously shows that there's, like, a huge, huge block in communication.
Okay.
And you guys are struggling to talk through some things. But counselors can be really, really great. And it might not happen in the first visit. It might not even happen in the second visit. But after, like, a few times, the counselor is, like, really, really good at being able to get you guys to open up. Because we've experienced that.
But something I want to just do as a disclaimer is not all counselors are created equal.
Okay.
And just the fact that somebody is hanging a shingle in front of their door saying they're a counselor does not mean they have your best interest in mind. And that does not mean that they believe that, like your beliefs align. So before you go to a counselor, you have to actually have done the work to say, okay, what are my core beliefs? If my beliefs are every marriage has a chance to be awesome and to be fulfilling, and just because we are going through a hard time does not mean we can't, through the power of prayer and creativity and all that, to be able to find ways to make this work. If that's where you're coming from, that's your core belief, that does not mean your counselor has the same core beliefs. Your counselor might even be going through a divorce at that moment. Your counselor might have had several. Maybe your counselor does not believe that every marriage can be saved. Or your marriage can be saved. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. So before you... just go there and start telling them your business. You literally need to know, hey, I'm a guy and I am not going to go and start just telling people my business unless I know we are aligned in terms of like our core beliefs. And this is why it's so good to, before you just go to a counselor, maybe go to your pastor at church. And then maybe he can recommend you or she can recommend you to somebody else. Because at least you know you guys have the same core beliefs about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But just walking into some guy from the phone book and you're like, yeah, they might not really have your same core beliefs. And that is the issue. They might be actually moving you away from your spouse and... you don't even know. And that time you're so vulnerable and desperate, just going to tell them your business. And by the end of the day, you are actually farther away from your spouse psychologically and also emotionally than when you walked into that room. Because they're just feeding you crap.
Right.
Hey.
Well, if they're advertising in the phone book, I don't think I would want to see them anyway.
I mean, they need clients. They need clients. I'm not against advertising in the phone book. I'm just saying you just need to know before you walk into somebody's office, you already need to know what are your core beliefs.
Yes.
Regarding marriage and regarding staying together in marriage. So that when they are giving you a different worldview, dude, you can start like noticing like this does not align with my core beliefs.
So that's a good idea then. So maybe you could have a free consultation with a therapist and ask questions and say, okay, my goal is to work through these issues and stay with my spouse.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
And then just you can use that hour to get to know them and just kind of see what their philosophy is regarding marriage. You can do that.
Yeah, just because they are counselors does not mean they are authorities.
Yes, that's true.
Your marriage.
That's why we do this podcast anyway, because I think it's nice to see other couples in the trenches, you know,
yes,
with me. I like to read marriage blogs and stuff like that because I feel like sometimes going to a counselor, they don't have issues, or they act like they don't have issues, and they're there to like fix me. Yeah. But that's why I like listening to things like this, because I'm like, oh wow, they have issues too. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And for husbands out there,
so I'm not the only one.
For husbands out there, and especially who feel like you are being dragged into a counseling session.
Dragged.
Nice. For the longest time, I also there's sometimes I felt like I'm being dragged into a counseling session.
I know.
But what I'm trying to say that is that, yes, it might feel like you're being dragged into a counseling session, but if you have issues that you're like, some issues regarding what type of counseling you will be getting, dude, you need to raise them up before you start just sitting there like being puked on by a counselor.
Okay, so we just went through like 100 points about counseling, 100 tips of
I love counseling.
How to go to counseling.
If you're a counselor, you know I love you, but just
we have friends who are counselors.
Yeah. But I just don't want to tell you guys just to walk blindly into a counseling session and then somebody has a different worldview from what you have, and then you are like, why is this not working? It's not working because you guys have totally different worldviews. They are trying to get you away from what you believe should be like a great marriage. So know that before you walk in.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So now that we just finished our 100 tips of how to go to a counselor or how not to go to a counselor, I don't know. We can move on to tip number 2 of signs that you need counseling. So, okay, the second one is if you feel as though you guys are living separate lives. I've heard the term, like, roommates.
Yes.
So when a couple feels like, okay, yeah, we live in the same house, but it just doesn't feel like we're a couple anymore. Yeah. We don't do couple things. We don't talk. We don't go places. We don't sleep in the same room or just things like that.
Yes.
Things like that. Even something as simple as going to sleep at the same time. I never thought of what a huge difference that can make.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of times when, there were many years when Peso was working as a nurse and he would work throughout the night.
Yes.
And so I was sleeping like the whole night by myself, whatever. I just thought that was life. But then when he started staying at home full time and we started this family routine of going to bed at 9 o'clock, all of us. Everybody goes to bed at 9. I was just like, oh, wow, this is so cool. I didn't even know this was possible, that me and my hubby could just go to sleep at the same time, cuddle, all of the, like, anyway. So I don't know where I'm going with that one, but if you just feel like you're doing all these different things at different times and living like roommates, you share a home, but it just doesn't really feel like home anymore, then that could definitely be a reason to talk about going to
counseling. You're like, basically you feel like you're not connected. It's just some person, another human being that you live with, a roommate, but there's no that emotional connection that this is my spouse.
Like, maybe your schedules have just gotten in the way so much that you feel like, okay, we don't really have time to hang out anymore.
Yeah.
Or just stuff like that. Also,
so go and that's a good place to like go to counseling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody with the same wild view as you.
So the third thing is if you talk about leaving,
like you're dropping the D word.
Yeah, constantly. That's,
you know, that crazy D word, like divorce, as if it's being dropped every conversation.
Yeah.
I'm filing.
Yeah. Or if you even feeling that temptation of, okay, well, maybe we should separate.
Yeah. Just go and file.
I would definitely.
Just go and file. I've had that before.
No, you haven't. Who says that?
Just go and file. I don't care. Just go and file.
So yeah.
I don't know. I've had that. I've had that before.
Talking about, see, we can laugh about it now, but
but on that day,
back then, it wasn't funny. When I was going through postpartum depression, I for like a whole year almost.
I'm going to file.
My big thing was I want to leave. I want to leave. I'm done. I'm out of here.
I'm filing.
I'm not putting up with this.
I'm going to file. So, wow.
So again, we can laugh. Today we're laughing, but at that time, Peso was like, no, don't go.
Oh, come on. I was like, you know what? Okay.
No. He fought for this marriage. So we both did. We both fought. Yeah. Again, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then.
So, and I know some of you are actually going through that right now. I'm just telling you, every marriage has a chance. And it might not feel like it because at that moment, it's crazy, 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 mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah.
But, dude, mm-hmm. there's hope.
And it's worth it.
And you might be so close to a breakthrough, you don't even know it. And sometimes just listening to this and applying even one tip, like just even knowing mm-hmm. what is your world view when it comes to marriage. That sounds like a simple thing, but you really have to go really deep to know what marriage means to you. And once you define that, it actually makes, now you make a lot of decisions mm-hmm. from that.
Yes.
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 Yes, you make a lot of decisions from that. And that actually can really eliminate a lot of choices because you're like, I'm not that guy. I'm not gonna do that. That's not my world view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the fourth one is if you feel like your spouse is against you.
Yeah.
So this is an issue that we've had from time to time, and it's usually caused by, I would say it's caused by doubt, but also assuming that your spouse is just not on your side. Like if every time they say something, you question their intention. You're like,
yeah.
You're like, really? What? Are they really? Whose side are they on?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, there was a really, really, really nice article that Pesa had shown me just a couple months ago
mm-hmm.
because I was questioning. I felt like he was out to get me. There were times when I was just like, oh my gosh, he is totally not supportive. And he showed me this article. We'll put a link to it.
A link.
In the, what do you call it? Comments or whatever.
No, like on the description.
In the description. We'll just make down sure below, we have a yes. link for it. Because I don't even remember the name. But we'll make sure you have access to it. Where a wife was constantly thinking that her husband was out to get her. Every little comment he made, she questioned, like, if he said something about her clothes, she would just automatically assume that he was implying that she's fat or she's not beautiful, doesn't look good. Or if he says, let's go out for dinner tonight, she took it as an insult to her cooking. And just so those things happen. For this particular couple, it happened for like 20 years. It was just ongoing.
Oh, yes.
But for us, though, it kind of comes and goes. Like once in a while, he'll say something and I'll really question it. Like, okay, what does he mean by that? Is he saying I'm fat?
No.
Just all those little things. And particularly for us, this can be a really huge problem because we run our business together. So if he'll say like, okay, well, let's do this thing this other way, then I'll just assume, okay, well, he's questioning my ability to handle that.
And that's not true.
or he doesn't want me to have authority on that particular decision, that issue. So anyway, so just thinking that your spouse is against you, or they're not on your side, or they're out to get you, I would definitely say that's a good reason to go and just express
all of that
to a counselor.
A counselor, yes.
So that you guys can work through that issue. And then the last one was, if you're not able to talk through any problems, either you just keep quiet, or every discussion you have just blows up into a huge
argument. Yeah.
And then you're still, even then after all of that, you're still not able to resolve anything.
The issue, yes.
You're not able to reach a solution and just get past the point of, okay, I totally disagree with what he's doing right now, or I completely disagree with his decision on this issue, or we just can't seem to compromise
on this issue.
And again, whatever it is, if it's raising your kids, if it's finances, if it's jobs, careers, moving, whatever, you're not able to talk through
the issue.
You're just, it either you hit a wall and you're like, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend, again, sitting down in front of a neutral third party.
A neutral third party, a counselor,
yeah,
or a pastor, or a priest, or
yes,
an assistant in the church, an elder in the church, or wherever. Just somebody who you can, somebody who's experienced and who has had a longer marriage than you, and who can just say, you know what,
yeah,
can. Just sometimes you just need that encouragement. You just need that encouragement to see that this is not the end, that there's also another day. Because sometimes when you are like in the middle of it,
mm-hmm,
you don't see how you can get out of it. Like we were making fun of some statements which we had said, like, oh, go ahead and file, whatever. When those statements were being made in this house, yeah, it was crazy. And at that time, we were just walking by faith. Like, it's, every marriage has a chance. This is doable. We can make it go. We can make it work.
Yeah.
But what we were experiencing with our five senses, what we could see in real life, was not, there's any hope. There was no hope. We just have to go by faith. So somebody else who has gone through it can actually help you in that moment to be able to just, hey, give you that extra push, like you can make it.
Yeah.
Because once everything clears, the storm clears, the brain clears, everything clears, you look back and you're like, wow, we made it. It didn't feel like it. And after a while, you even laugh about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to file.
So once you can...
I'm going to file.
Once you're able to... I don't know what he's talking about. Once you're able to move past the stage of hopelessness...
Yes.
That's and then, the word, and yeah, even once you move past that stage, there's still a lot of work to do.
Yes.
But at least you feel like you can handle it.
Yes.
So...
Definitely you can handle it. And yep, that's where somebody who has been around the block can help you with some tips. Sometimes just pray.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, prayer is extremely, extremely important and yeah, also very, very helpful.
Just knowing that God is on your side, that also helped us. I mean, just knowing that He's on our side, what that does is, you know, you are not in charge of everything. That helps you just know, like, I'm not in charge of everything. I don't know everything. He's on my side, and I can just pray.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
So again, folks, we are super excited to have you listening, and thank you so much for being here. We do this podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes.
And if you want to subscribe for more updates from us, you can go ahead and do that at liveyourbestmarriage.com. And then we also have some cool stuff. We'll be doing giveaways very soon, which I'm really excited about.
Me too.
And I'm sorry.
And you know, by the way, can you just do a quick recap of all the six top?
Yes. Well, okay, this one was five.
Five.
We have five signs.
That just tells you how much I...
That you might need to see a counselor. And the first one was...
A counselor who has the same worldview as you.
Yeah, which we will let him do a whole nother episode about that. The first one was if you're keeping secrets. The second one was if you feel like you live separate lives. Third, you talk about leaving. And then four, feel like your spouse is against you. And then five, you just can't talk through anything. Can't talk through any problems. So, and again, we will have a couple of other resources for you guys listed in the description.
In the description below.
There's, I think Pesa wanted to put the Love and Respect book.
Oh, that book by Dr. Eckridge.
Yes. And then and then there was also an article that we definitely wanted you guys to have access to as well, because it was something that really helped us.
Yes.
So we will see you guys next time.
Bye and God bless. Take care.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.